Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638. Serving all of the Thumb. And in Saginaw, there is a new officer reporting for duty. And this one runs on four paws. Meet Vader, an energetic 18-month-old Belgian Malinois who's just joined the Saginaw Police Department's canine unit. While he may be new to the badge, Vader is already diving into intensive training that will soon put him on the front lines alongside his partner, Officer Andrew Weiss. Once fully certified, Vader will take on critical tasks from sniffing out illegal drugs to helping locate missing children and vulnerable adults. He's stepping into the role previously held by K-9 Ares, who recently retired after years of service. Vader's journey to Michigan started in California, where he was rescued before being selected for police work. His arrival and the training that comes with it was made possible thanks to strong community support, including a donation approved by the Saginaw City Council this week. With Vader's addition, the department now has five K-9 officers, an expansion leaders say strengthens their ability to combat crime and protect residents. Police Chief Bob Ruth calls the K-9 unit's impact immeasurable, adding that Vader's arrival is a win not just for the department, but for the entire community. For now, Vader is in training, but it won't be long before this newest recruit is out on patrol, ready to serve and protect. And authorities in Saginaw County have identified the man whose remains were discovered earlier this month behind a Meijer store in Cookeville Township, bringing some answers, but still leaving key questions unresolved. The discovery happened on March 11th when a customer walking their dog near Tittabawassee Road made the disturbing find in a nearby field. Investigators now say the remains belong to 32-year-old Santiago Clark, a man believed to have been experiencing homelessness. An autopsy has ruled out foul play, but the mystery isn't fully solved. Officials believe Clark may have died sometime last summer, though the exact cause of death remains unknown. This marks the second unsettling discovery in the same area within days. Just 3 days earlier, an 81-year-old man was found deceased inside a vehicle in the Meijer parking lot. That case also shows no signs of foul play, but authorities are still working to locate the man's family. While investigators say there's no indication of danger to the public, the back-to-back discoveries have left the community searching for answers and hoping for closure in both cases. When we come back after this Jake's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
When your furnace can't keep up and the chill starts creeping in, upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox heating system from the trusted professionals at Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe. Lennox systems deliver reliability, innovation, and energy savings that help you stay warm without burning through your wallet. Keep your comfort high and your costs low. Call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling of Bad Axe to install a new Lennox heating and cooling comfort system for your home or business, keeping you cozy all winter long.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox heating and cooling systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Bay City, a late-night robbery is now the focus of an intensified police search, and newly released images may hold the key. Authorities say the incident unfolded just before 8:30 p.m. at the Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street, where a man reportedly walked in, pulled out a handgun, and demanded cash. Within moments, he disappeared into the night, heading west on 5th Street with an undisclosed amount of money. Now investigators are turning to the public for help. Surveillance photos and video released Tuesday show a man believed to be in his mid-20s, about 5 foot 10 inches, with a slim build. He was dressed in black pants marked with a red and white logo resembling the Chicago Bulls emblem, a detail police hope someone will recognize. But it's not just what he wore, it's how he moved. Officers say the suspect had a distinctive gait, clearly visible in the footage, which could be crucial in identifying him. Thankfully, no shots were fired and no one inside the store was hurt. Still, police warn the suspect should be considered armed and dangerous. If you recognize the individual or have any information, you're urged to contact Bay City Public Safety or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. That's 1-800-422-5245. For now, the search continues, and investigators are counting on a watchful public to bring this case to a close. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.